Hey mama, do you ever feel like you're living on autopilot, floating through your day, catering to the pulls of people, distractions, and a meaningless to-do list? Do you feel like a slave to the demands of the world? I know I used to, and it was miserable. Let's discover how to implement boundaries to live an intentional life. Enjoy the show. Hey, and welcome to Boundaries Over Burnout. Do you wish you had time to slow down and enjoy your life again? Do you find it hard to shut off your work brain, put your phone down, and be present with your kids? Hey, I'm Alicia, entrepreneur, wife, Midwestern mama, and former yes girl. I became an entrepreneur with a three-month-old baby and a whole lot of dreams. In this podcast, you'll learn how to identify and set boundaries to help you escape the cycle of burnout so you can be the thriving woman that you're called to be. Turn off your notifications, put down the to-do list, and let's dive in. I can remember the day like it was yesterday. I was so sick and tired of living life on autopilot, feeling depleted and overwhelmed. It was the day I made a radical change. I was still very much a people pleaser, and I feared how others would respond. But the discomfort of living the way I was currently living was so uncomfortable that I decided to choose a new discomfort, one that I hoped would only temporarily take place. And thank goodness for the revelation and breaking point, because it was not nearly as hard as I thought. And once I made up my mind, something really cool happened. I felt the weight lift off my shoulders. I was giddy. And for the first time in a long time, I took a deep breath and smiled as I looked at my future, knowing that it was going to be so good. Some of you may know this about me and some of you may not, but I have been a hairstylist for over the last decade and I own my own shop. So I do have another set of to-do lists and amazing things that I am blessed to get to do. So I was working behind the chair, which I still am, a couple days a week. And in this season of my life, I really needed to be home with my children when the bus came. I did not want to be a mama who wasn't home to get them to school and to get them home from school. So this is something that I really wrestled with deep in my soul. I wanted to be that smiling mama that said, "Hey, how was your day today? How you guys doing? Make them a snack, help with homework, and just simply be present." But currently, I had been working a little bit later into the day, and oftentimes I was having to find people to help me get them off the bus if my husband wasn't home to get them off the bus when he got off of work. And I would walk in the door and feel like the day just started flying by when I really just wanted to spend the afternoon with the kids and be present and love on them. And so I couldn't deal with it anymore. And I decided to make a radical change. This was the day that I no longer had hurried hellos and quick, "How was your day?" when you mean it, but you don't have time to actually listen. I needed to put a boundary in place in my work life. So anybody that's familiar with the salon business, nights and weekends almost feel like they're a must. But spoiler alert, they're not. You can actually create the schedule that you dream of, even though it might feel a little bit unorthodox. Now, I had lots of longtime clients who I love and adore, and most of these ladies, at least half, work 9-to-5s. And how on earth was I going to be able to take care of them and meet their needs when I couldn't work those hours anymore? So as much as I wanted to, you know, take care of them and as much as I wanted to be there for them, I had to put a boundary in place because I needed to put my family first. And I currently was bending that boundary a lot and it was hurting me and it was hurting my family. So I made the decision, I talked to my husband about it, and I was completely prepared to lose some of my dear clients because of their work schedule, which I completely understood, I even had backups of some friends that could see them, so I knew that they would be well taken care of. And I picked a date and I started telling all my clients why I needed to work school hours. And I was completely transparent and honest with them. And guess what? They all understood and they all made time to come see me during the hours that I could actually work. This is huge. I had feared that this was going to be a huge ordeal and I was going to disappoint so many people. But I'm so glad that I chose to not disappoint myself and my family anymore. So each and every client made a way to come and see me during my hours. So if you guys are struggling with a work boundary and you have the flexibility to change it, I do understand that if you're working a 9-to-5 and your boss says, these are the hours you must work, I totally get it. But I feel like in this podcast, I'm speaking to a lot of entrepreneurs. So you don't have to go along with this the societal norm of if you're in the service business, you have to work every night, you have to work every weekend. There is a happy medium. You could make some decisions where maybe you worked one weekend a month, or maybe you worked one evening a month or a week, or you could choose what I did and do none at all. If you have kids that are older or they're grown, it's a totally different story. But it's really important to look at the season of life that you're in and create a boundary that fits the life and the season that you're in right now. A good practice that I like to do is every 3 months, I like to sit down and look at what season of life I'm in and see what my life needs. And then I can adjust and retailor my boundaries to what phase of life we're in. For instance, having school-aged children, my summers look a lot different than my winters and my fall. So I can go ahead and adjust as needed. In summertime, if we have summer camps coming up, I can maybe work a little bit longer on the days that they're summer camp. There's a lot of options and a lot of wiggle room. So I just recommend that you don't keep anything too set as you evaluate each season, but what boundary you do decide to put in place, stick to it and do not bend. Because remember, a boundary is to protect the thing that you love most. Whatever you're saying yes to in your life, in any area of your life, you're saying no to another thing because we only have 24 hours in a day and we only have so much mental energy and physical energy. So remember to keep your yeses yes and your noes no, and make sure you're choosing the right yes and choosing the right no. So the question is, how can you implement boundaries in your own life so you can live intentionally? Step one, take stock of what isn't working in this season. Take a few minutes, get to a quiet place, and write down everything that isn't working, even if you're too afraid to write it down because you have no idea of how to fix it. Oftentimes, if you give yourself a little space just to think and to breathe, you can find a solution that's a lot easier than you think. Two, create a plan of action to fix what isn't working. It's such simple common sense, but it's often so hard to sit down and do this actual thing. So, for instance, for me, what that looked like was, okay, I need to be home with my kids when they get home from school so I can be a present mama. How do I fix it? I get home before they get home from school. And then I had to reverse engineer how to do that, which was basically I had to change my schedule and talk to tons of people and rearrange everything. And yes, it was a lot of work at first, but it was so worth it. And like I said, everyone understood. Oftentimes we have such fear of putting a boundary in place because we don't know how other people are going to react to it, which is also a symptom of people pleasing. But we're going to get past that, right? Each and every one of you that have that tendency, just know that you can overcome and not be a people pleaser anymore. And it's super liberating. And the third thing is rip off the band-aid, set the boundary, and choose your hard. You can choose to live in the hard place that you're in right now that isn't going to change unless you change it, or you can choose a temporary hard that will only feel that way for a little bit, and then you can be living the life that you love. I would love it if you hopped over in the Facebook community, and I will be happy to link that in the show notes for you. We would love to have you there. Please join us. And if you loved this show, please leave a review, share it with a friend who could use some work-life boundaries so they can live an intentional life too. Next week, we're going to be digging into self-care. This is one of my favorite topics, and I have some juicy stuff for you. All right, have a blessed week. Love you all, and as always, I'm rooting for you. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with a friend who may be craving more work-life balance in her own life? Also, it would mean the world to me if you would give this podcast a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this is helping you, and it helps other mamas find the show. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time.